Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues, but before we go into that, I'm not going to take too long to talk about it. You've heard me talk about the Buzz CRM, 500 tools. It's a marketing platform. It's genius. We use it here at Cannabis Radio. You should too. Just go look for it for yourself. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com, AI generated, help you go ahead and get the most out of sending out texts, emails, phone calls, all of it. It does everything for you. Imagine all that money coming back, all the resources coming back that you're looking to put in your marketing, and let the Buzz CRM do it for you. Again, TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. And with me right now, as a guest here on the program, is represents the national leader in hemp wellness supplements. And most recently, they announced that they have a new innovation, USDA organic THC gummies with 10 milligrams of hemp-derived THC, legal to ship to adults over 21 years old in nearly all 50 states right now. That's Cornbread Hemp, and I'm here once again with a co-founder of Cornbread Hemp, Jim Higdon. Jim, thanks for being back on with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, a couple of areas we're going to go into. First of all, we haven't really talked much about, but we are trying to get more information. Matter of fact, our Green Peak program, we're trying to go ahead and run down someone from the California State Legislature, the Assembly, to talk about this story. But most recently, this is from Governor Gavin Newsom's office, that he announced back on October 11th that California's emergency regulations to protect children and teens from the adverse effects of dangerous intoxicating hemp products will remain in effect after court blocked an industry attempt to stop enforcement of the regulations. So, as we would know, as at this moment, the new rule bans consumable hemp products with any detectable amount of THC. It's a big thing right here. It was first drafted on September 6th. Then we had the court case, and then everything went back on here. And, you know, it's unfortunate they're going to do this, but this is Assembly Bill 2223. Failed to gain the approval of California lawmakers earlier this year. And now there was one point where they had what everybody else has in every other state, basically, that it was hemp companies could register with the government and mandated that products be lab tested to ensure that they have no more than 0.3% THC. For whatever reason, I don't understand what Governor Newsom's trying to go and do here as trying to be so strict and so pushing the envelope of being regulatory over hemp, when I don't know any other states that are doing this kind of thing right here.
Well, it's fascinating that Governor Newsom would align himself with the House Freedom Caucus that's trying to do the same thing in the Farm Bill from, you know, the ultra far right wing of the House Republican Conference. And so it's them, it's Mary Miller in the House Freedom Caucus and Gavin Newsom aligned in this Baptist bootlegger coalition against hemp products. I think, you know, it's difficult to, I mean, you know, you set this conversation up exactly right. The California legislature had a bill attempting to do this very thing that failed in the legislature. And then because it failed, the governor turned around and issued an emergency regulation instead of waiting for the next legislative session to start to get some sort of compromise, realistic, hemp regulation in the state. He just went off half-cocked and banned all hemp products. I think that it's impossible to see, you know, to discern his motives as, the state lead executive without understanding his motives as a private citizen and the owner of massive wineries and wine production in California when hemp-derived beverages are cutting into the alcohol market.
The rule right now, which is temporary through March 2025, it's the strongest restrictions on the hemp industry in any state. I never thought I would hear that, especially when you have, you know, the fact that cannabis is adult use and has pretty free rural free reign. You know, at the same time, he's also having to boost the cannabis industry by allowing cannabis cafes. And, you know, I think he's been trying to get work more because he sees more, I don't know if it's more tax revenue that he sees from cannabis than he does hemp. But why would he go ahead and treat hemp so badly when he has cannabis that's so regulated and so available?
Well, the other thing that he did when he allowed cannabis cafes is he vetoed the bill that would allow for cannabis farmers markets. And I think that's a telling distinction because he's looking to support and bolster the dispensary market, which is, granted, it's gone through tough times. It's overtaxed. It's overregulated by the state, and it's still illegal under federal law. And so the dispensary system in California needs all the help it can get. We expect to get relief from the 280E tax penalty with Schedule 3 when that finally gets done. But that's not done yet, and nothing is done until it's completely done. But in the process of waiting for Schedule 3 and the 280E tax relief, cannabis companies are starting to attack hemp as if hemp is the enemy. Well, we're not the enemy. Hemp is the future. Hemp is what federally legal cannabis looks like on the other side of federal legalization. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned from the hemp experiment, the hemp journey that cannabis companies and the cannabis industry can get behind. It's frustrating that we're being set against each other.
Now, the other part, too, that doesn't help here is that the states can kind of do what they want right now with what's happening here because the 2018 hemp farm bill, and now where we're at with the 2024 farm bill, and that's the fact that it expires September 30th, continues to be extended. The implementation of that has been subpar, has been horrible. So they took so much public content. The FDA has been flat, and they have done nothing. I think we've had several FDA commissioners come in and out that have done nothing to go ahead and address this issue at all. So it allows states like California to go ahead and be so draconian with these rules.
That's 100% correct. So, just for clarity, 2018 Farm Bill passed. Everyone thought FDA regulations for non-intoxicating hemp-derived CBD products would be forthcoming. As a supplement regulation, those regulations never came. FDA kicked it down the road as long as it could. And then in January of this year, the FDA issued a statement saying something to the effect of, we will not issue regulations under existing rules for hemp products. And we require a new regulatory pathway to regulate hemp products. And in the vacuum created by that lack of FDA action, states have had to come in and still fill the void because unregulated hemp products in the marketplace, there's bad actors in the unregulated space, and those bad actors are giving the whole industry a bad name. But to come in and ban the entire industry or attempt to ban the entire industry based on the actions of the bad actors while blaming the hemp industry for the unregulated nature of the industry when that's the FDA's fault, not the industry's fault, it was very frustrating. We're dealing with what we're dealing with because FDA's in action. Now, the good news on the other side of that is that Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon has introduced legislation that would grant FDA that regulatory pathway to regulate cannabinoid products. And that's where we hope this conversation goes in the next Congress. And that would be a pathway to regulate all cannabis products once more cannabis products are legalized under federal law. And so it creates a regulatory pathway for federally illegal cannabis, starting with hemp products. So that's what we would like to see happen. But that's going to be, you know, a new concept in cannabis regulation introduced in Congress at a time when we still can't get safe banking over the finish line.
And at this moment, still nothing is being said about what can be done to push this over. I mean, from what you're seeing on the ground and what you're hearing about, obviously, cornbread hemp in over almost all 50 states, it's very important. Your livelihood is really dependent upon what happens with the next farm bill so to continue to go ahead and push your products out there to market. So what are you seeing right now, and you know, how involved have you been right now in the process of trying to talk to Congress or talk to the FDA about moving forward with the hemp bill? Because I know there was even issues about the removal of for intoxicating hemp products to be taken out of this, the upcoming 2024 farm bill, whenever they bring that up. But when you look at it on the ground, you know, what are you hearing so far? And obviously, I'm sure they're probably kicking the can down the curb because they're waiting for the general election, what the House, Senate, and presidency will look like to see what changes with that.
Right. So the farm bill is already a year behind. Farm bill happens every 5 years. So after the 2018 farm bill, it should have been the 23 farm bill.
Right.
That's become the 24 farm bill. That's about to become the 25 farm bill. So it's a very frustrating reality that we're dealing with just due to dysfunction in Congress relative to Republicans' inability to pass anything out of a tightly, narrowly controlled House. And that's left a lot of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You know, a lot of us in lurch. And then on top of that, the House passed out of committee a farm bill with a Mary Miller amendment attached to it that would ban all hemp products outright. Essentially Gavin Newsom's policy, but nationally. And instead of introduced by a Democrat like Gavin Newsom, was introduced by a Freedom Caucus far right-wing Republican named Mary Miller from Illinois. So we are told by multiple stakeholders in Congress that the Mary Miller language is likely dead and would not be in a final draft of the farm bill, but we've not seen what a final draft of a farm bill would look like. The Senate has not passed the farm bill out of committee. So what that House version would be paired with is not been seen. We're being told that we to not expect a farm bill during the lame duck session, which is the session after the election, but before the holidays. we have a deadline of December 20th for the seven remaining spending bills that have not been passed by this Congress.
Right.
So we anticipate an omnibus spending bill, and that's good news for the spending bill. The bad news is that literally anything can be tucked into that spending bill. And we in the hemp industry and in the cannabis industry are engaged with our representatives and senators to ensure that anything that does happen with those omnibus spending bills, that we don't get any bad language tucked into it at the 11th hour.
Roll into the fact of if the farm bill, we get some kind of more of a delay on this, whatever might happen, we are seeing bipartisan bills, two individual bills right now, that are looking to go ahead and focus on hemp. Exactly. They've been written already, could be put up to a vote whenever that's going to be. First of all, you had September 25th, you had Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. He introduced the Cannabinoid Safety Regulation Act, which would establish standards to protect health and safety and keep cannabis products out of the hands of children, and that hemp-derived products would be tested and, would require FDA to recall or ban any products with dangerous chemicals or additives. But the thing is that this would kind of take care of where the FDA could finally have some kind of guidance when it comes to hemp. But then the other bill I also saw that looked very promising is from Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, his hemp economic mobilization plan. Obviously, it was what was Mitch McConnell, and it was in Kentucky. That Republican senator helped to bring the farm bill to life when it came to the 2018 farm bill. But now, Senator Paul would also bring this legislation to address federal overreach. But the better part of this would be that the THC amount would be, the limit would be increased from 0.3% to 1%. So right. When you look at these two, what do you compare and contrast to these two bills that might be better options than waiting for the farm bill?
Well, so first of all, you're absolutely right. And you're the first person that's mentioned the Wyden bill to me. I've been talking about it quite a bit in the last month or so. So I appreciate that.
Sure.
And the Rand Paul's hemp bill as well. They're both very important. They both sort of address this issue from two different sides of the supply chain. So if you'll give me a second to kind of walk through.
Take time. Sure.
One of the challenges that we're facing now is that the farm bill regulates hemp as a commodity, but was never intended to regulate finished goods. And that's what the Wyden bill takes up, is starting to regulate hemp products as finished packaged goods as it relates to supplement labeling, that sort of thing. Like, none of that's addressed in the farm bill, nor is it the purview of the farm bill or the Agriculture Committee. It belongs, in a separate committee altogether, because it's and that's progress for hemp and cannabis to get out of the farm bill, which was a great way to get this process started. But we're past that now on the finished product side. We need a standalone bill like Wyden has introduced, and that would go not to the Agricultural Committee. In fact, it's already been assigned to the Senate HELP Committee, H-E-L-P, which stands for Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. It's kind of a catch-all committee in the Senate, and then would go to the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is a very big, powerful committee with a very broad jurisdiction in the House. Rand Paul's bill would raise the THC threshold in hemp from the 0.3% to the 1%, which would make it much easier to farm hemp. For folks who don't know, that 0.3% requirement is very difficult to maintain, and any number of things that happen on the farm during the course of the growing season could cause hemp plants that would normally not produce greater than 0.3% THC to produce more, because if plants get stressed, they produce more resin. More resin includes more THC. Or if there's drought and the body of the plant isn't as big as they anticipated, then the amount of THC becomes more as a percentage. The USDA is already saying that something like 20% of the hemp crop is destroyed every year because it tests above the 0.3%. And anecdotal reports from Kentucky would indicate that it's greater than 20%, at least around here. And that's no way for farmers to grow crops. And it points out that the entire prohibition of cannabis writ large is linked to this one line in the farm bill that designates what we're considering hemp versus what we're considering cannabis by virtue of its THC content. So that 0.3% is an arbitrary number. It was thrown in there during the 2014 Farm Bill. We've been riding with it, but any change in that number increases the legality of cannabis. The trade-off is we just have to call it hemp as we continue that process. So there does not seem to be in Congress much appetite for Rand Paul's bill, even though we strongly support it and hope to find co-sponsors for it. It would make farming of hemp much easier and affordable, and also would not affect finished package goods. We can, you know, we can regulate finished package goods on their own through the Wyden bill and have both these bills pass and protect consumer safety and help farmers at the same time.
It's nice to see these bills put forward. But again, I think that's where it comes down to, even with cannabis legalization or any other issues we've always talked about here when it comes to cannabis or hemp or even psychedelics, when we're talking about the, here on Cannabis Radio, that we need a supermajority for any legislation to even get put up for a vote, let alone get it passed. And that's what we're waiting on right now. And I think what the general election is going to do is we're going to have another sea change of changes on how we might see the makeup of Congress or what Washington D.C.'s hierarchy will be looking like coming up in a week or so as we're recording this program. But I do like the fact that both Senators Wyden and Senator Paul, in their respective states, where they know hemp production is very strong and very important, that they both decided to go and put out bills to address this issue. So I'm very happy that both of them also did that as well, which helps out a lot. And like you said, I think that was one significant real selling point that Senator Paul's bill would increase that limit of THC for hemp for easier work, being able to go ahead and cultivate and being able to put it together. So finally, let's go and wrap things up real quick and talk about cornbread hemp. Again, now, website is cornbreadhemp.com. Pretty easy, but I mean, people have gone to this and they know who you are and they know the product. And it's, again, available in all 50 states. Real quickly, take me through real quickly about the new innovation that you have right now that I talked about at the start of the interview, the USDA organic THC gummies with 10 milligrams of hemp-derived THC now legal to ship as we speak. And also let me know about any stores that are able to go ahead and that carry your products that people can go to and find out more.
Sure. So like you just said it, we're at cornbreadhemp.com. For folks who are interested, we're making the world's first and only USDA certified organic THC gummy with 10 milligrams of THC, 10 milligrams of CBD. So it's a 1-to-1 ratio. And that's a patent pending process. Where every input in this in our manufacturing process is a certified organic food grade ingredient, including our solvent, which is a certified organic food grade high proof sugarcane ethanol. And every ingredient on the package is certified organic. So it's been a real challenge for us to execute to that standard. You can't get the USDA organic seal at any dispensary because nothing in a dispensary is legal under federal law. So another thing about this Gavin Newsom stuff is he's trying to force hemp companies to break federal law by selling our products in state legal dispensaries, which, you know, for the status quo is fine, but we're not looking for the status quo. We're looking to push the industry forward and make things more legal under federal law. That's the ideal. And so having hemp products for sale in traditional retail, whether that's natural product stores, for the case of the beverages and in context of beverage stores, wine and liquor stores, is very important. And sending us into dispensaries is moving us backward, not forward. But with our THC gummies, we're primarily e-commerce. We're shipping to, we like to say, all 49 states, everywhere but Idaho at the moment, because Idaho is very unfriendly to this particular product at this time. We age check every customer who orders our THC gummies online. You have to demonstrate that you're 21 and over in order to purchase these gummies, because they are 10 milligrams of THC per gummy, and it's the real deal. And we want to make sure that we're being responsible citizens in the hemp and cannabis space and checking ID when selling this product. And they're becoming very popular.
Fantastic. Cornbreadhemp.com. Again, here with Jim Higdon here on Grassroots Marketing. And as always, thanks for being on with us. Really glad to go ahead and talk about this. And hopefully we can come back again sometime next year. Once one of these bills come into play, the farm bill comes in, we get some relief, and maybe California will also make some sense again. Let's hope for that.
I really appreciate it. Happy to come on anytime. And, you know, I'm in DC at least once a quarter, probably twice a quarter here at the end of the year. And, really happy to share what we learned with you and your audience.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.